Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are considering ministry limitations, a study of God's broken servants. In this session, we'll be looking at Genesis chapter 27, verses 1 to 45, the story of Jacob. Every person has a history. Most people have something in their history that they regret. Regrettable incidents of the past tend to carry painful consequences that can impact the present and threaten the future. In Genesis is the account of a man who wanted success even at the price of his own integrity. Let's look at an incident in the life of Jacob, Isaac's younger son. Let's read the beginning of Genesis 27, verses 1 through 4. Now it came to pass, when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered him, "Here I am." And then he said, "Behold, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and make me savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." Let's look at this incident and its results. First, notice the conception of regret. Genesis 27, beginning with verse 5. Now, Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.' Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Now go now to the flock, and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death." And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice, and go, get them for me." And he went and got them, and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory food, such as his father loved. And then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats of his on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you've told me. Please arise, sit, and eat of the game, of my game, that your soul may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God brought it to me." Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near, that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." So Jacob went near to Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. Then he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" And he said, "I am." And he said, "Bring it near to me and I will eat of my son's game, that my soul may bless you." So he brought it near to him and he ate and he brought some wine and he drank. And then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near now and kiss me, my son." And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, "Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you." When a person chooses deception to get what he wants, the embryo of regret is conceived. It's often assumed that the success of getting what you want, even if it is by deceptive means, is proof that God worked it out. Look at verse 20 again. "But Isaac said to his son, 'How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?' And he said, 'Because the Lord your God brought it to me.' Jacob got away with the scheme and claimed his father's blessing. But listen, a matter isn't over until God says that it's over." So second, notice the complication of regret. Look at Genesis chapter 27 and verse 30 down to chapter 28 and verse 5. "Now it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. He also had made savory food and brought it to his father and said to his father, 'Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me.' And his father Isaac said to him, 'Who are you?' And he said, 'I am your son, your firstborn, Esau.' And then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, 'Who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed.' And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry, and said to his father, 'Bless me also, O my father.' But he said, 'Your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing.' And Esau said, 'Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing.' And he said, 'Have you not reserved the blessing for me?' And then Isaac answered and said to Esau, 'Indeed, I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servants. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son?' And Esau said to his father, 'Have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father.' And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And then Isaac his father answered and said to him, 'Behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth, and the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck.' So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, 'The days of mourning for my father are at hand, then I will kill my brother, Jacob. And the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran, and stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day? Jacob succeeded at his con game, but at what cost? He was forced to run and hide from his angry brother. He brought to shame before his sad father. He was forced to leave home, away from his family support. What about his mother? Rebekah's plan to provide the best for her favorite child backfired. She probably never saw him again before she died because Jacob couldn't risk going home. Was the prize worth the price? The consequences of a single action can alter our life. That's why we are warned in God's Word about how we are to live. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, which means looking all around, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And then notice the conciliation of regret. For 20 years, Jacob was alienated from his family. His fear of Esau's revenge and his own guilty conscience clouded his present with regret. Until, of course, God told Jacob to go home. In Genesis 32 and verse 9, then Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you. Ultimately, God calls each of us to face up to the regrets of our past. Even then, Jacob tried to use peace offerings to hopefully satisfy his brother. Listen, regret is a hungry monster. He assumed Esau would still be angry and seeking revenge. I mean, look at verse 32, verses 4 through 6. And he commanded them, saying, speak thus to my lord Esau. Thus your servant Jacob says, I have dwelt with Laban and stayed there until now. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, and male and female servants. And I have sent to tell my lord that I may find favor in your sight. And then the messengers returned to Jacob saying, we came to your brother Esau, and he also is coming to meet you. And 400 men are with him. The news that Esau was coming with 400 men to greet him created fear in Jacob. His brother's revenge was about to happen. Jacob wrestled with God as he prepared to face Esau. He wanted to reconcile and make things right. Look at verse 24. And then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And so he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. And then Jacob asks, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. In the end, Jacob expected the worst, but got grace instead. He knew he deserved the wrath of his brother, but he received mercy. Esau had long before abandoned his bitterness and learned to enjoy God's blessings. Joel chapter 2 and verse 25 states that God can restore the years that the locust ate. Jacob and Esau were able to reconcile by God's grace, but only after the deceiver had a change of heart. What experience in your history continues to weigh on your heart? Is there someone you once offended and are afraid to face? Is God calling you to return to your past and find the peace of reconciliation? It may just be that the person may have already forgiven you. You have a great day. Five, 1646.